We've entered the final month of 2011, and the lists of best ofs for the year are beginning to emerge. Critics, newspapers, commentators handing out their awards for what they consider the best books, movies, television, and music of the year. Wayne Bell writes about such things as part of his column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. He's with me again. Wayne, this designation of best seems open to interpretation. What makes a film or a recording the best?
Back when I was in college and grad school, I did debate for a number of years. And the first thing you would do once you get your, you know, whether you were on the affirmative or the negative, once you get your topic for the debate, you would go in and define all the terms. And, you know, that really set the groundwork, the criteria for how you were going to go forward with your case. But with the word best, it's really difficult to come up with some sort of definition. And yet, in the next month, I'm sure we will, too, be talking about our favorite music or movies. And then as the award show season kicks in, we'll be talking about best all the time. And so it's really hard to justify or quantify what exactly we think best is.
Well, you said a word there that is different than best, and that's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy for many of us to pick favorite movies.
Right.
But does my favorite movie of the year necessarily mean I think it's the best movie of the year?
Well, a lot of people would probably, you know, say that, like with movies, their favorite movie of the year maybe was like Bridesmaids or...
Right. So how do you... I was probably more entertained by Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Than any other movie I saw.
Right.
But I don't think if I were to list what I thought were the best movies I've seen, I don't think that would end up as my best. But why not?
It's very rare, I mean, when that sort of thing happens. I mean, I guess a couple of years ago, there was a case that could have been made for Avatar being the best movie of the year, and it would have been a lot of people's best movie of the year. But that's a rare thing where, you know, like the commercial lines up with critics, and even more, where just your old standbys, the movies that you love and watch, really were the best of their year. Mm-hmm. For instance, like Schindler's List, that probably was the best movie of 1993, but you probably don't want to watch it all the time.
I'm not going to put it in like I do Casablanca.
No. Or even, you know, some sort of silly movie.
Right.
You know, it doesn't it's not something that you're going to go back to. It's not going to be, you know, your favorite.
So what do you think of when you think of a list that would be topped with the best movie? What qualities does a movie have to be the best?
Well, I think no matter what the art form, best to me would be the one that holds up. You can think about it in terms of which one's going to have appeal 5-10 years down the road or more. Or whether it be a CD or it be a book or a movie, television, whatever, the item will speak to the current condition we're in, or it says something that, you know, 50 years from now, you could look at it and say that paints a portrait of where we're at right now. And it doesn't have to be blatant. I mean, it can be very subtle, but it speaks to who we are.
So is that something you can do at the end of a calendar year when perhaps some of the movies that top the list have only been out for a few weeks? I mean, I don't think anyone...
Right. That's true. I mean, that's the reason why, say, we wanted to do our best. We could do the other categories, but if we wanted to do, like, our best movies of 2011, mm-hmm. we'd probably have to do ours in, like, late January because right. we don't get them. You know, it really is looking at something. You can look at a film and say, did this film move the genre forward, or did this film move the industry forward? And then you could quantify that as saying it's best because it's giving something to the industry. It's showing you something in a new or different light. And
does it have to be entertaining?
No.
No?
No, because a lot of people would say, like, documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you say documentary, and some people, younger people especially, kind of roll their eyes and go, ugh. But some of the most groundbreaking work is done in documentary film features. So it doesn't always have to be entertaining. It could be really awful. For instance, a couple of years ago, I almost walked out of the movie theater during that Charlize Theron monster. I mean, I just thought, this is too much. But I could see how she would be seen as the best performance of the year, because what she was doing, even though I hated the movie on so many fundamental levels, I understood what she was doing, and it was presenting something in a new or different light. There was no likability in that character at all, and they never really tried to make it likable. You know, that was the whole argument with the Avatar versus Hurt Locker.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, thought Hurt Locker was much better, and I was really glad it won Best Picture. But it made like $12 million. I mean, compared to Avatar, which was the number one grossing film of all time, you know, which one had a bigger connection with people? Is there something at fault for that? I mean, sometimes I'll raise my eyebrow or whatever and look at Harry Potter or Twilight and say, who is stupid enough to see this? And then I step back and go, who are you to judge? Because that really could be someone's favorite product of the year.
All right. Will you have best of lists at some point?
I'm sure we will. We'll probably be able to do TV and music and stuff first. And then because we live in
a place that's not New York, Chicago, or L.A.?
Oh, yeah. Then we're probably going to have to do ours a little bit later. But I'm sure our listeners will get tired of hearing about what we both think is the best in the next few months.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne writes the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com.